All right, joining me on KNBR 680 is the manager of the San Francisco Giants. You know, you get to this time of year, it's nice the All-Star break comes up. We all get a little vacation. What are you going to do?
Well, it's back to work, and we're going to do all we can to win the All-Star game. And we know we're very much aware of how important the game is because they help put two rings on our finger. So, you know, I feel some responsibility to do all I can to win that game and do it for the National League and hopefully do it for us despite our struggles. Marty, I mean, we're in this thing, and that's what we have to keep telling ourselves every day we come out here and do all we can to get out of this and hopefully get on a roll.
Is this year any different being the All-Star manager? You've done this a couple of times before. Are you getting good at it? In other words, picking the players and figuring out who's going to get on and all that, or is this another challenge?
Well, it's always a challenge, you know, and I enjoy the process. I do. You know, a lot is said about how tough it is or difficult it is to pick a team, and you know, there's some tough calls, but the part I enjoy is you know, you even find out more about the players, and you know, you're more aware of their numbers and how good a year they're having, and so it's actually a fun process. But you know, at the end, it's difficult to leave guys off who are deserving, but you can't take all of them, and that's, you know, that goes with the territory, making tough calls. But I will say it's an honor. I know my staff, we're looking forward to it. Although we've kind of put that aside, we're doing all we can to get this ship back on course here. And, you know, that's probably, to be honest, taking a little bit away from it, the fact that we're struggling so much. I'd love to be going in the break playing good baseball and, you know, be a little bit closer to the top of this division, but you know, we have time, and we'll continue to work at it. Here we had a day game, optional hitting. Guys were out here doing the work, so they still have that will to get it done, to, you know, start winning, and that's what I like about this club.
The management of the All-Star game, what's the nuts and bolts? How do you manage an All-Star game? Who do you rely on? What goes on during a game?
Well, once we're done with San Diego on Sunday, that's when I'll really, you know, start my prep work for the All-Star game, the flight to New York. You know, I'll have a lot of time there to kind of, you know, run through the game, how I want it to go, who's going to replace who, when. Dave Righetti and I will talk about the pitching order. We have to make sure we have 16 innings of pitching, so we won't be able to use everybody. And what, you know, I'll tell the players, you know, where the games change is the emphasis on winning and the importance of it. You do play a little bit different. The concern is not to get everybody in the game now, although that will be part of it. I want guys to go out there and make an appearance, but at the same time, there are guys I'll keep back and try to get the matchups I want and do all I can to win the game.
You know, I like the National League, the way it works. What a nice pitching staff. Come on, you go with Kershaw, Harvey, this one, Lee. Then if you get tired and say, all right, let me bring the bullpen in, you bring in people throwing 100.
Right. It's, you know, it's fun to be part of, I think, one of the premier events in the game. And you're with the greatest players in the world. And, you know, to have these kind of options with these players, I'm not going to lie, that's fun. And to put out this kind of offense. But at the same time, we know we're going to be facing the best, too. And so, you know, I always expect the game to be close. I mean, with the pitching we'll be facing, and, of course, if our pitchers do what I think they'll do, it should be a tight ball game. And so we have the lefties, righties to get the matchups. We'll have speed off the bench and some great replacements, power. It's really a fun game to manage because there's no wrong choice when you call on a pinch hitter. They're all great hitters.
Yeah, you know, you get tired. All right, let's put Wainwright in. How about Cliff Lee? How about Bumgarner? How about Kershaw right now? How about Matt Harvey? I mean, seriously, it really is interesting. Now, you've been around a long time. Were you a fan of the All-Star game as a kid growing up?
Oh, it was a game I couldn't wait for as a kid. I mean, that was the biggest game of the year. I mean, sure, playoffs and World Series, but for me, it was an all-star game, and I never missed a game. And I can remember I had a paper out in Northern Virginia, and they had this this contest. Whoever could solicit the most customers get two free tickets to the All-Star game. I was out every night knocking on doors, and you know, for a 12-year-old kid, that's not real comfortable, and had the doors shut on me, and so. But it was a great experience for me, and dealing with the rejection, but also learning hopefully how to sell a little bit and get somebody to subscribe, and I actually got a lot, and I thought I was in the hunt, but I did not get those two tickets. In fact, I won a, I think I came in like fifth, and I got a paper bag, you know, to put over my shoulders to hold the papers, and I was crushed in. But so the game was in Washington, D.C., so I came up short, but watched the game, and I never missed a game as a kid.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is 1968, am I right? Is that for you, or are you too young for that? But that was the game McCovey hit a home run about 600 feet off Blue Moon Odom, and I think it rained one day, and then they had it. Is that the game you're thinking of?
That's the game at RFK, and you know, there's so much excitement there in the D.C. area that you know, for me not to go, it hurt because that was my dream. And you know, I probably could have pushed my dad a little bit, but he was an enlisted man, and although tickets weren't expensive then, they probably were for him, and he took me to a lot of games there. But you know, I sat there and watched on TV, and of course Frank Howard, who you know was my guy at that time. He was a guy I really looked up to, and was my favorite player.
Well, you talked to Blue Moon Odom, because he got McCovey out the year before. And McCovey said, try that again. And I'm telling you, he hit it about 600 feet off him.
Yeah, well, stretch, he hit the ball as hard as anybody. And first basemen, to tell you, in the game, they didn't mind when he hit a home run. They just didn't want a line drive hit at him because he hit the ball so hard. And now, again, you get to watch your favorite players, the greatest players. And like I said, at all the All-Star games, I think baseball has the best.
Yeah. Bruce Bochy, of course, with us, you know the voice. 2013, have you been able to manage the way you want to manage? I know there's significant injuries, domino effect, but have you been able to do what you want, or do you have to maybe adjust a little bit?
Well, I think every year is a different year, and it's up to the manager to adapt to his club, Marty. And, you know, we're trying to manufacture runs. I thought last night we did a great job because we're having a hard time scoring runs. But we moved guys over. We got them in with the productive outs, a ground ball to second, the sack fly. Now, sure, you like to have the big inning in the home runs, and that's what beat us yesterday. They had two home runs that cost us six runs, and those are nice, but when you're not hitting them, you got to scrap and claw any way you can. And I thought yesterday was one of our better games, but yet the pitching wasn't quite there. And so I think we're kind of at that point now where we're going to do all we can, hit and run, do some little things to see if we can find a way to get enough runs, because I do think our pitching has stabilized somewhat, even though it got away from us last night. The pen's been doing a pretty good job. The starters have been more consistent. Now we just got to get this offense going, and sometimes a game like yesterday, my hope is it does a lot for the confidence on some of these guys, like a Sandoval. He had two productive outs, had two RBIs. You know, something like that can get him going.
Well, you watch it every night, and you know, it's funny. Whatever can go wrong goes wrong. It's almost like, all right, let's see what can happen tonight. And it's the part of baseball that's just unexplainable.
Well, it is. And, you know, I live here in the city. And, of course, you know, fans are asking, you know, what's going on? And it's sometimes hard to explain. And, you know, it's old adage, it's baseball. And, you know, we've had so much great fortune to happen to us. And for some reason, we're getting tested now. And I do believe when you get tested, hopefully you get stronger, and we will be stronger because of this. But again, the will to win is there. The guys, believe me, they're taking it as hard as anybody. But when you get in something like this, it does seem that way. What can can go wrong goes wrong. I mean, Blanco hits a line drive to the pitcher. Double play, first and third, with the tying run on third. Now, that ball gets through, and he deserved better as hard as he hit that ball. You know, well, potentially that's a big inning. But with that said, you do make your own breaks, and sometimes you got to control the game, and at times I think that's gotten away from us because you can get back on your heels and think, oh, okay, you know, it's not going our way, or, you know, poor, poor, pitiful me. And that's what you got to be careful of and what you stay away from. And, you know, you never accept what's going on. And hopefully you come out here every day and say, all right, this is how, you know, we're going to get through this. And every one of us has to try to do a little bit more. But there's a fine line there, Marty. And what you got to try to stay away from is try to do too much. One hitter try to carry us, and or one pitcher, you know, go out there and put too much pressure on himself.
You know, in the history of baseball, as we wrap it up with Bruce Bochy, always nice to spend some time with him. Managers sometimes come up with superstitious things or things to lighten the thing, and, you know, stuff like, boy, you hear amazing stories. You've probably been around managers that have done that. Any thoughts along those lines?
Marty, I can't tell you how many thoughts have gone through my mind and the coaches. I know yesterday we did some throughout the clubhouse. I don't want to go into what we did. Try to, you know, break the hex, or, you know, what, you know, whatever's on us. I've change up how I do the lineup card, tweak the lineup. I think you think of ways during the game. You know, I sit in different spots, things like that. I know guys, you know, they put on their rally caps. We all have these little things, and that, believe me, you start getting more superstitious and try to do something that's going to break our luck.
Well, I'll start to worry when you sit with John Miller in the booth and do managing from there.
Well, if I don't start doing a better job, we start, you know, don't start winning some games, I may be sitting with John and be his assistant. Believe me, we're taking it hard, and I feel responsible. I mean, that's my job to try to get this club out of it. And every day, you're trying to think of something. Saves and I, we were here two nights ago, the wee hours in the morning, thinking of ways we can help these guys come out of this.
All right. Lastly, you and your wife have a wonderful charity that has really helped a lot of women in need, and there's a way to contribute, and I definitely wanted you to mention that. You just had an event at Amici a little while ago and raised a lot of money.
Yeah, Amici's did just a wonderful job. My wife's involved as I am with this prenatal care for the homeless, and it's really a neat deal where, you know, they help these women that need help, and a lot of these women who have had help, they become involved, and they are involved with, you know, with the homeless women that need help and care, and we try to, you know, do what we can to help out. But I can't say enough about Amici's on that event that we had. I think they raised $20,000, and that's for a great cause, and I think that's part of our responsibility too, to help out the needy.
All right, check it out online. Google it, prenatal care for the homeless. Bruce, thanks so much as always. Have a good time in New York and get some rest.
Yeah, I know, Marty. It's funny. You can look at a manager, especially when he goes through this streak. I used to kid a couple of managers, or I still do. When they're out of the game, they look so much younger because it does wear on you. And I used the old Lasorda line the other day. I walked across the street, and I was hoping Muni would hit me so I'd feel better. Tommy's telling a story where they lost a tough game in Philly, and all he did is walk around the streets hoping a car would hit him. But that's all kidding, because, you know, you got to keep things in perspective. We are playing a game. We got to have fun doing this, and it's not fun when you lose. But at the same time, it can take a toll on you, not just the staff, but the players.
Well, it happened to Casey Stengel in the early 40s. He was hit by a car, broke his leg. He couldn't manage the Boston Braves anymore, and they made the Muni driver, or the car driver, the MVP of the team.
Yeah, don't go there, Marty, because people start shooting at me now when I try to cross the street. So, but you know what? It's a good bunch here. They've had their backs to the wall, and I still believe that we're going to come out of this.
All right, thanks for the time, as always.
All right, thank you. Always good talking with you, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.